Chapter 1. Something was off about today. Devon could sense it. Her sister called it a Devonstinct. Her therapist called it anxiety. And her boyfriend joked it was borderline crazy, though she'd been particularly repulsed by his comment. A Navy friend of hers once called it a lull, that calm before the storm. Either way, the moment her eyes flipped open, only seconds before her alarm pierced the eerie silence, she felt disturbed. Reaching for the clock on her nightstand, Devon fumbled blindly with the buttons, pushing on each until one of them abruptly suppressed the noise. She sat up straight in the bed, shrouded in darkness, her eyes scanning the shadows of her bedroom, as if the source of her trepidation would be evident. Devon could make out the silhouettes of her furniture, her mounted big-screen TV, the full-length mirror positioned in the corner to catch the perfect angle of the less-than-spacious master suite. Nothing out of the ordinary, it seemed. As if to serve as a bitter reminder, the mattress shifted next to her. Devon glanced over as the stocky figure turned, the sheets doing little to shield his naked frame. Justin. The memory of last night came barreling back, the images calibrating in and out of focus like a camera lens. His call had been out of the blue, like all his calls had been for the past 6 months since the two had begun this long-distance thing. Could she really call it a relationship at this point? And since he'd been ignoring her calls for days, Devon had wanted to reciprocate the disrespect. But as pathetic as it was, loneliness eclipsed the stubbornness, and she had answered on the first ring, accepting the dinner proposal before he'd even finished asking. Knowing his track record, Devon couldn't have been surprised when he'd come over straight from the airport, feigning jet lag. Too tired to take her out, but evidently not too tired for sex. Devon was frustrated at his antics. Well, she needed to call it for what it was. Downright pissed. 1 minute Justin was the doting boyfriend with impromptu gifts and calls. His spontaneity had become a staple, and Devon had begun to anticipate arriving home to find him waiting outside, ready to whisk her away to some fancy dinner or event. But then, on a whim, Justin requested for his corporate job to transfer him to Baltimore because it was a better opportunity. Suddenly, his impulsive nature wasn't quite as attractive anymore, and his decision to leave created more distance between them than the 3-hour plane ride. Still, it was clear Justin expected her to go with the flow. His flow. Whether it was loyalty or sheer stupidity, she always did. Devon frowned as Justin slept on peacefully, completely oblivious to her growing agitation. It was her own damn fault for ignoring her common sense. Now, here she was, dissatisfied in more ways than one. On a sigh, she tossed her legs over the side of the bed, suddenly restless and eager for light. As soon as she peeled back the curtains to allow the first strips of the New Jersey dawn to peek through, she immediately felt soothed. And just like that, the ominous feeling was gone. For now. Which was enough to calm her nerves. Thank God. Still, she couldn't help but chuckle to herself as she looked out at the courtyard of her apartment complex. She was too damn old to still be afraid of the dark. The apartment was situated in a prime location for Devon's prying nature. The courtyard was below her second-story view, a stone T-shaped walkway with benches and picnic tables resting underneath a covered pergola. The walkway was flanked by neatly trimmed hedges, opening to plots of gardens that did little to deter the dogs from fertilizing it, despite the sign that clearly read, "No dogs in the courtyard." A few tenants began to dribble from their apartments, cutting through the courtyard to head to their daily regimens. The two women who worked out together every morning and always dressed in matching yoga pants and sports bras. The family of four.